We are turning to business news now with Nicholas Poynton. Kia ora, Nicholas. The Reserve Bank, we'll start with them. They're urging retail banks to loosen their purse strings and keep lending. Can you give us some details?
Yeah, so the Reserve Bank held this this briefing today where the Deputy Governor, Jeff Baskin, he spoke to sort of the outlook for the banking sector in light of COVID-19. And the sort of the main thrust of what he was saying was that the retail banks need to keep their foot in the gas and keep lending going forward. And sort of if we read between the lines of what the Reserve Bank is saying to the retail banks, it's, look, we've scrapped the LVR ratio, we've cut the OCR, cash is as cheap as it's ever been, we're printing more money, we're pulling all the levers at our disposal to sort of keep the country afloat and keep us through the pandemic, but we need some help from you guys. We need you to do your bit and keep lending, because the reality in a capitalist economy is that the world runs on credit, and if people don't have access to it, all hell will break loose. So I should stress though that Jeff Baskin, he wasn't being scathing of the banks. In a way, he was just giving a warning, because up to date, and he acknowledged this, that the banks have done a lot to sort of help people throughout the pandemic. They've with regards to the mortgage deferral scheme, they've helped people restructure their loans, and he acknowledged the fact that, you know, the banks have a lot of bad debt on their books at the moment, and going forward they're probably going to see a bit of pressure on their profits with such low interest rates. But he says the banks coming into this pandemic, they were well capitalized, they have money in these sort of money in rainy day funds, and now is the time to start dipping into that and keep the machine well lubricated going forward. And just one final thing that I think I probably should mention, which will be of interest to people, was that there will be an update on the mortgage holiday scheme next week. That was due to end in September, but the Reserve Bank is conscious that they don't want it to come to an abrupt end. That will have quite an effect on some people. So there is signals that we could expect maybe a smoother transition out of that scheme.
More information to come on that, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday we had the ANZ survey of business, and today they released their survey of consumers. What did that find? How are people feeling about their spending?
Yeah, I think what we can glean from this is consumers are telling us what businesses said last night, and that we saw a strong rebound coming out of the lockdown, and it's begun to slow a little bit. The index is at 104.3 for July. In June, there's at 104.5, so really it's barely budged. And just for context, 119 is considered average. But this index does come with a survey, and one of the main questions it asks people is whether they think it's a good time to purchase a major household item. ANZ reckons this is a good measure of how people are feeling about their spending at the moment. And for June, we were actually finally in positive territory for the first time since the pandemic, since we went into lockdown. But in July, we've actually slipped back a bit to zero, which is in recessionary territory. But this is quite interesting, because all the anecdotal evidence and data we've had, it shows that people have been spending like mad at the moment. But ANZ says that a lot of this is pent-up demand, and we're going to see households begin to tighten up the purse strings with the impending wage subsidy coming to an end in September. So households are preparing for that. So long story short, I guess, is we came out of lockdown and people were binge spending like there was no tomorrow, but people beginning to wake, and we've seen the first signs of a hangover.
Reining it in, right. Thank you for that. Can you take us through what's happened on the markets today?
Yeah, so the NZX Top 50 is up by just under a third, by 36 points to 11,728. The New Zealand dollar is up just slightly to 67 cents, down to 92.8 Australian, and down to 51 British pence. And this week we've been keeping a bit of an eye on gold, and the yellow metal was up by 0.4% to $1,961 US dollars an ounce.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That was our business reporter, Nicholas Poynton.